This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Australia, the election has a very, very recognizable theme, climate. Scott Maiman, CBS News, here to help us understand the choice of the Australian people for a new prime minister, Anthony Albanese, representing Labor, but more than Labor, representing the Australian opinion that climate is the dominant theme for these next years. Australia is committed to net zero by 2050. However, more is to be done, according to the campaign remarks of the new prime minister. Scott, a very good evening to you. The election was close, but then you always have close elections. That's good for you. However, the disappointment in the Morrison premiership turns on environment. The appointment of Albanese as prime minister turns on environment. Now, that opinion is what I get from the newspapers this far away. You can help me understand it. What is the environment for the voters of Australia? What are they saying? Good day to you, Scott.
G'day, John. Yeah, climate change. It's alive and well, and that's the feeling within the Australian population. Big turning point, the election. A lot of the things that the coalition leader at the time, the then Prime Minister Scott Morrison, was saying, it was all about jobs and bringing people to the forefront post-pandemic. That's not the feeling within the community, obviously, from Saturday. And so one of the things that resonates with the people, some of the things that the incoming Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is saying is that the climate, yeah, very much well alive and something that needs to be fixed. So he has agreed that 2050, that climate change pact that we've often talked about, is a major case. He's also talked about the ability for women, for free speech, some of the things that were not raised, in fact, troubled by the former Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. So this is a turning point in Australia. Not only have we seen the Labor Party come to fruition and form government just about, also the likes of so many independents and Greens who won votes. It is a massive turning point where people are rethinking the things that we are being told and the things that we need to actually act on.
For months, we've reported in the weather systems converging on Queensland, where you live. This is north of the New South Wales. It's the Gold Coast. It's the eastern shore of Australia, the continent. But you're halfway towards the tropics. So what I've learned from reporting with you is that you've been targeted by not one but two weather systems. The weather system coming from the north, from the tropics, and the weather system coming from the Indian Ocean dipole. Altogether, we've been talking about them as La Nina, but it's now fall coming winter where you live. And yet the rains are worse now. Is that right, Scott?
We are taking a battering, John. This is incredible. I've never seen anything like it in my lifetime. This time of year should be colder, it should be drier, but that's not the case. And just to put things into perspective, I know in the United States you see hurricanes coming up from the equator towards Florida. Because we're in the southern hemisphere, we will see what we call cyclones coming down from the equator, and that normally causes a bit of concern, but not this time of year. We've also, as you've correctly pointed out, we've got that issue from the Indian Ocean. On top of that, we actually have a cyclone that formed to the east of Brisbane. It's to the north of New Zealand. While it's not directly causing impact to the Australian shoreline where I am, it is whipping up waves and impacting the effects of this three-way weather phenomena that we're having at the moment. So we are getting so much more rain. We are expected to see possibly 4 inches a day for the next week, which is totally unexpected. Out of the blue, we were not prepared for this. This is a very weird winter that we are headed into.
Scott, what does it mean for life in Queensland? We've talked about certain sections of Queensland, which I picture as tropical and temperate at the same time, sort of a beautiful climate, but not as densely populated as New South Wales. What does it mean that you've sections of Queensland have been so flooded they're not to be recovered? And this additional rain, does that make other parts of Brisbane, your city, threatened to being removed?
It's got all sorts of ramifications, John. First of all, Queensland has a tourist slogan, beautiful one day, perfect the next. It's supposed to be very good in winter because it's always sunny. I think our worst day might get down to about 40, 45 degrees Fahrenheit. But that's not the case this particular winter. So that tourist slogan has been shut shop for a while. Normally the southern states where it gets to 30 degrees, people come to Australia for a holiday during the winter. Not the case this time. We do have areas of southeast Queensland which are flooded out because of all this wet weather. We don't normally see this time of year, as we previously mentioned, John. It's a situation which is also impacting a lot of the stock loads. People can't get through to certain areas. Even our groceries can't get through because of flooded roadways. It's not a one-day, two-day, three-day event. It's something that's going to stay with us for a week or another 2 weeks at least because of this phenomena.
The climate concerns energy, and Australia is rich with energy resources. Your coal, your oil, your natural gas, and then you're rich with metals, iron ore in particular. The expectation is that Australia was ready to resume its sales to the world. I see that Labor, the new Prime Minister's party, is not averse to continuing coal shipments. What do you make of this urge for net zero and this urge towards renewable? Do you see it in Queensland? Do you see wind power? Do you see solar panels in Queensland?
We do see a lot of transition already going on. A lot of homes receiving solar power. It has had a knock-on effect with some of the retail energy outlets, which are crying out foul, saying that, wow, so many people going onto solar, we're losing money in our distribution network. But that all has to do with the other plan to remove Australia of some of the natural resources. It's going to be a tough job for our new Prime Minister to smooth over those retail agents and at the same time work with families who've gone onto solar. We are seeing wind power. You may recall a few years ago, Elon Musk was trying to set up his own wind power network in South Australia. It's going to be a challenging time. It's going to be a case of wait and see what our new Prime Minister does. He does realise our natural energies here need to be more more parlay with the rest of the world. He is focused on that 2050 plan. It's just a case of trying to work and get to the bottom of things. It'll be interesting to see what he comes up with in the coming days as far as the plans for our natural resources are concerned.
The new Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, congratulations. The endorsement of the Australian people is about climate. Scott Maiman, CBS News in Brisbane, Queensland, where it's raining. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.